Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. St. Louis Public Radio reporter Jason Rosenbaum joins us now from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Everybody getting along okay, Jason?
Everybody's getting along pretty well in the Missouri delegation, and I'm getting along pretty well because I just ate a delicious cheeseless cheesesteak from the Reading Terminal Market. So I've officially arrived.
I was just going to say, it's official now. You are in Philadelphia. I asked that question basically because we're getting a lot of reports of some disarray as a result of the weekend revelation that the Democratic National Committee was putting out emails contrary to the Sanders campaign. That story is well known now. How is the Missouri delegation reacting to that?
You know, it's interesting because you would expect more discord in this delegation because it's split almost evenly between Clinton and Sanders supporters. But at a breakfast today, I thought the two sides were getting along pretty well. In fact, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, who was an early supporter of Hillary Clinton, made a very direct pitch to Bernie Sanders supporters that she was going to be here all week to talk with them. And if Sanders supporters wanted to be angry at her and express their frustration, she was going to basically absorb all of that. And I think that there were some Sanders delegates who really appreciated that gesture. And coinciding with the fact that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is gone, they see it at least locally as a way to move forward after a primary that was very vigorous. So I saw the video of the Florida breakfast, which is right next door to Missouri. I know that was a little nutty, to say the least. It was not nearly as exciting. I would say that the Missouri breakfast was not nearly as cantankerous or discordy as that one.
Wasserman Schultz was booed, as I understand it, at that breakfast. And here she is. She's going to actually open the convention, which raises the question, isn't she just opening herself up and the party up to some sort of a floor demonstration, anti-Wasserman Schultz, which would make make the Democrats look a little bit like Republicans?
Possibly, but from what I recall, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, oftentimes during the first day of the convention, there is some discord over the rules or procedure or kind of insular things like this. I'm not trying to say that Debbie Wasserman Schultz stepping down isn't significant. It's very significant given that she's become a controversial figure. But I think at the end of the convention, I'm not really sure that that's going to be the prime area of discussion. You saw in the RNC that there was demonstration over the rules, and I think that was probably the sixth or seventh thing on the list that people were talking about at the end, which is, depending on your perspective, is either a compliment or maybe not so much of a compliment. But we'll have to see if a similar situation occurs here. There are a lot of Sanders supporters who definitely want to be heard and make an impact in the convention. And I don't think anyone can really promise a discord-free proceedings, but, we'll have to see what happens over the next couple of days.
Any in our delegation speculating on what Sanders might say or should say tonight?
I think that there's an expectation that, unlike Ted Cruz, who gave basically no endorsement of Trump, Sanders, when he speaks, is going to be much more forthright in saying that he does not support Trump, that he supports Hillary Clinton to defeat Trump. And I think he's going to make a pretty direct pitch to his supporters that, there was a very vigorous primary fight, but it's time to move on to the next challenge. And I think that he'll probably also tell his supporters that it shouldn't just be about one presidential campaign, that his supporters need to stay involved, get involved on a local and statewide level, and make an impact beyond this presidential election.
What is the delegation buzz with regard to Tim Kaine and his rollout over the weekend?
Well, Claire McCaskill is a big fan of Tim Kaine, so obviously she's enthusiastic. Other Clinton supporters are enthusiastic about him, too. I think there are some Sanders supporters who see certain positions of his that really aren't favorable to their side, whether it be on trade, whether it be his personal opposition to abortion, but his voting record has been pretty supportive of abortion rights. I'm not really sure that there's much they can do about that. I mean, when a presidential candidate wins, they usually almost 95% of the time get to choose their running mate. And I think there are probably other opportunities for Sanders to have an influence on the campaign ahead. I think it's just the opinion of Kane really depends on who the delegates were supporting in the primary.
We've only got a minute left, but I'm sure there's some excitement about the star power being rolled out tonight. Aside from Bernie Sanders, Michelle Obama and Elizabeth Warren are going to be at the podium.
Yes, and Michelle Obama always gives a very memorable speech, and Elizabeth Warren has been a big favorite of Bernie Sanders supporters for many years. I would not be surprised if her speech was a blistering rebuke of Trump that kind of fires up the troops. And, you know, this is the day to kind of cater to that more left-leaning progressive wing of the party.
We will be talking more about that, Jason Rosenbaum, when we get together again tomorrow. It's going to be quite an evening. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Don.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.